Please turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 18. Acts, chapter 18. I'm going to start reading at chapter 18, verse 1, and read through verse 17. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he went to see them, but because he was of the same trade, he stated that you're not slow, as we might count slowness, but you're patient. We pray that you would help us to wait, not just to wait, period, but to wait on you, to give our attention to you constantly in prayer and in the word, to continually seek new ways to be faithful, to listen, Lord, when you're telling us to stay put, and also to listen when you're telling us to move on and do something else. We pray, Lord, that we would persevere in your service. And we pray that when we need you to, you would bless us. We pray that in all things, and I have to swallow hard as I say this, that you would work for your glory and not for ours. Because we know that in your glory, our good and eventually our glory as well are contained. So, Lord, bring glory to your own name in our lives, in our church, in our families. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In a couple of minutes, we're going to celebrate together the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Before we do that, I just want to briefly remind you of how you can church or you can give online. And when we give, it is an act of worship to the Lord. It's a sacrifice in a very real way. It's the way the book of Hebrews talks about it. And so we will continue to do that, although not during the service with passing plates. We will continue to serve and worship the Lord by giving to his work. And now we turn to celebrate together the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. I want to remind you of who should take part in this meal. This is a sacrament that is a holy privilege for Christians who have been baptized and are part of a church, a congregation of God's people. So if those things don't describe you, we would counsel you not to take the bread and wine when they're passed. And further, we ask that you speak with one of our elders before worship to let us know who you are and what church you're visiting from. And this is our way of guarding this holy privilege and helping people eat and drink to their blessing and not to their harm. Eating and drinking the Lord's Supper is for Christians who repent of their sin and forgive others when they've been sinned against. So if another person has sinned against you and you have not forgiven them, do not eat and drink. And if you are aware of some sin against the Lord or another person that you haven't dealt with, don't eat and drink. This is joyful business, but it is serious business. But to those who will be eating and drinking this day, Jesus Christ invites his disciples to eat a meal of fellowship with him. So you are invited if you struggle with sin or discouragement or fear. This is a meal with Christ and with one another given in order to strengthen us in the grace of God. It's a renewal of God's gracious covenant with his people. And it's a visible sign of God's promise that those who trust in Christ have become the children of God. Welcome at his table. Beloved and cherished. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread and a cup, and he gave thanks as I give thanks now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for providing for us our daily bread. We thank you for giving us all that we need for everyday life. We recognize that every gift is a gift from your hand, not something that we ultimately achieved or did, but above all, the salvation that we have and forgiveness of sins that we have is from your grace and not from our works. And so, Lord, we cry out to you in joy at what you have done. And at the same time, Lord, we cry out to you in need, because we need more of your grace. We are all seeking to persevere in something, and we need your help to do that. So, Lord, as we eat and drink, we pray that you would feed us, not just our bodies, but our hearts and our minds as well, and strengthen us for the perseverance ahead for each one of us, and for the perseverance ahead for us as a congregation. We do not know what the future holds for us, but you do, And we entrust ourselves to your hand and pray that you would be with us as we eat and drink in the name of Christ, in whose name we give thanks for this bread and wine. Amen. After Jesus had given thanks, he took the bread and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, as I give it to you, his disciples. I want to remind you during this COVID time how we are distributing the Lord's Supper, that an elder will stand on each end of the row, will release each row up at a time. You can come up the center aisle, take both bread and wine, and be seated around the outside. And when everybody's seated, we'll eat and drink together. Jesus said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is for you." In the same way, at the end of the meal, Jesus took a cup, and having given thanks for it, he gave it to his disciples. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you declare the Lord's death until he comes. People of God, please rise for the pastoral blessing and then have a seat again just for a couple of quick announcements. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in everything good, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. A couple quick things. First of all, if you are a member of this church, I hope you will join us for a 6 p.m. Zoom-only congregational meeting. We're going to have a presentation. It shouldn't take a real long time, but we're going to be presenting our draft budget for 22. You'll have a chance basically in between meetings and at the next meeting to give any input, but today is just like, here's what we got. Think about it. Second, that's going to be 6 p.m., and I'll send out Zoom meeting info. It's the normal stuff, but I'll send it out again this afternoon. Jonathan already sent out the draft budget, so you should have that in your email inboxes. Second, big one, next Sunday, the 19th, following worship, we're going to have fellowship meal, and we're going to have it at the Trexler's house, and we're going to have Devine Mohindo is going to be baptized in the Trexler's pool. Now, it's not a pool party, except for me and Devine. We have a pool party. You can't. But you're all welcome, and I believe Kirsten and Joan and Chelsea, who's working on this? Raise your hand if you're working on it. Lydia, Joan, Chelsea? Okay. And Kirsten. Okay. I got the right four. All right. I think the plan is to have sandwich platters and asking people to bring sandwiches. And is there already a email sign-up sheet sent out, or is that going to happen this week? Okay. Perfect. So if you like sandwiches, you like baptisms, and you like fellowship, next Sunday after church in Rehoboth at the Trexler's house, and you can talk to them more information. Anything I'm missing? Any announcements I should cover? Okay, you are dismissed.